This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. Communities around the state are getting funds to help encourage more homeowners to build accessory dwelling units. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The state is awarding close to $1 million in grants to 7 communities. It's part of a larger effort to expand Colorado's supply of smaller, more affordable housing. Colorado passed a law last year requiring larger cities to allow ADUs. Only communities in compliance with that law were eligible for the grants. Grand Junction received the largest grant, $325,000. Other communities that won grants include Superior, Larimer County, Glenwood Springs, Fruita, Brighton, and Longmont. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
During the government shutdown, national parks were open, but most visitor centers closed, leading some states to step in. The Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen.
2 days into the shutdown, Utah announced state funds to keep visitor centers open at 5 national parks and 1 monument. Sam Wehner is the executive director at the nonprofit Canyonlands Natural History Association in Moab. He applauded the state's decision.
Visitors can get the information that they need and hopefully have a better experience and a safer experience by knowing how to recreate responsibly, basically, within the parks.
It also allowed Wehner's organization to keep its park stores open, raising money for educational efforts. Utah officials say it cost the state more than $300,000 to fund the visitor centers until the shutdown ended about a week ago. And Colorado contributed $64,000 to keep 2 Rocky Mountain National Park visitor centers open for 20 days. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rachel Cohen.
Snow likely in some mountain communities today, including Vail, which is sitting at 26 degrees right now, but in most of the state, whatever precipitation falls, will probably be rain, and it'll probably come this evening. It's CPR News and 706.